time I promoted the rocking chair contest at Croatian Hall.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And then they closed me down a week later because there was no ventilation.
Oh.
The place was filled with smoke and everything,
oh,
you know.
Oh, gosh. Well, what was it, when you say rocking chair contest, what do you mean?
They'd get on a rocking chair and just keep rocking.
See who could
continuously.
Do it the
you know.
That's
and I
great.
Was packing them in there.
Sure.
Oh my God, all night long.
Yeah.
We'd have everybody there, you know. Oh, I made it.
How did you fun. Think of all this stuff? Yeah.
Well, I was that type of person.
Yeah, imagine it.
It would come to me.
Yeah.
Naturally, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like this big Labor Day celebration we had.
Uh-huh.
That was my idea.
That was
I'm
your
the one
team.
That started it.
Oh, see.
See, and I was the general chairman for about 7 years.
Uh-huh.
Then I had my heart attack.
Ah.
And then the following year, I didn't accept the general chairmanship.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, a lot of pressure.
Oh, it was.
But I know you had fun doing it.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I formed all kinds of boys' clubs,
uh-huh.
girls' clubs, you know, teenagers.
Good.
I was concerned about the younger.
Yeah, huh.
Younger kids. I used to have a little store at 96th and Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And I formed a club. I called it the Eastside Boys Club. They were between the age of 12 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured this is when the boys need guidance,
really?
Coaching, and baseball and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I formed another club, the Barnabers.
Oh, really?
The Barnabers was originally formed in 1917.
Uh-huh.
But it died down, and I reorganized it.
Now, tell me a little bit about that club. I'm not real. How do you spell the word?
I got a program I'll give you.
Oh,
just
good.
A minute.
Sure.
Last year,
hmm.
I had 550 people at Vogel's.
Wow.
And Bob Vogel said to me, he's been in business there for 50 years, he has never seen a crowd as big and as orderly
oh.
and as happy in his life as he saw that night.
That's really nice.
Now on the inside, you'll see the uh-huh. club history.
Oh, this is great. Thank you very much.
And I've got various pictures of football players. Herndauber played with the Barnabers.
No kidding. Which one? I wonder.
Let's see. Let me see. This. It's not that one. Oh, I saw this one upside down. I thought I had this picture. There it is. Al Herndauber.
How about that?
In 1929.
Leroy.
It was a father, I believe.
Second girl. I'm not sure they're front. Yeah, so it's going to be the same. Yeah. Sure, that's Leroy. That's one of the brothers.
Is that right?
Yeah. Uncle Leroy. How about that? Oh, this is neat.
Mm-hmm. I promoted that by myself.
Uh-huh.
I had absolutely no help whatsoever. No committee or
wow.
nothing. I also promoted the 25th anniversary.
Uh-huh.
I got that program, but I only have the one program and I'm keeping that.
Oh,
one.
Sure. Yeah.
But
well,
Judge
should.
Bushio was the originator
uh-huh.
of the Barnabers. And at this particular affair,
uh-huh.
we made him. I made him the honorary guest speaker.
Oh, that was nice.
And he got up and he remarked, and this had completely left my mind that I had promoted the 25th anniversary.
Uh huh.
And he brought it to my attention that particular night. He said, "I can remember when we celebrated our 25th anniversary, and Joe promoted that affair, and it was very, very successful." And little did I realize.